The residents said the other protesters scrambled to a nearby marsh and that one of them, apparently armed with an AK-47, fired back. The guards immediately encircled the men and responded with machine gun fire, killing as many as 100 people, the residents said. The guards piled the dead onto the back of a truck and departed, the relatives said. The residents said, and relatives of the wounded then transported them to Memco Hospital. One of the residents, a 24-year-old unemployed college graduate in chemistry who had helped organize the protests blocking the roads, said he had been less than a mile away from the mass shooting and that his best friend, also 24, and a 32-year-old cousin were among the dead. He said they both had been shot in the chest and their bodies were returned to the families 5 days later, only after they had signed paperwork promising not to hold funerals or memorial services and not to give interviews to media. The young protest organizer said he, too, was shot in the ribs on November 19th, the day after the mass shooting, when the guards stormed with tanks into his neighborhood, Sharak Talagani, among the poorest suburbs of Mashhur. He said a gun battle erupted for hours between the guards and ethnic Arab residents who traditionally keep guns for hunting at home. Iranian state media and witnesses reported that a senior guards commander had been killed in a Mashhur clash. Video on Twitter suggests tanks had been deployed there. A 32-year-old nurse in Mashhur, reached by phone, said she attended to the wounded at the hospital and that most had sustained gunshot wounds to the head and chest. She described chaotic scenes at the hospital with families rushing to bring in the casualties, including a 21-year-old who was to be married but could not be saved. "Give me back my son," the nurse quoted his sobbing mother as saying. "It's his wedding in 2 weeks." The nurse said security forces stationed at the hospital arrested some of the wounded protesters after their conditions had stabilized. She said some relatives, fearing arrest themselves, dropped wounded loved ones at the hospital and fled, covering their faces. On November 25th, a week after it happened, the city's representative in parliament, Mohammed Golmordeh, vented outrage in a blunt moment of searing anti-government criticism that was broadcast on Iranian state television and captured in photos and videos uploaded to the internet.